You're listening to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide with Bart Zandbergen, your distinguished host and certified financial planner.
Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, a showcase for wealth strategies and investment wisdom that's essential for our evolving world. I'm your host, Bart Zandbergen. Paul, how are you today?
I am always amazed at what a good-looking group of people comes in here for Tuesday. I'm just telling you.
You're a lucky man.
I'm a lucky man.
I was just going to ask, Paul, who's your best friend today?
If only you'd brought wine again. That was you were my really best friend.
We missed
friend
that
today,
one. That I one, know.
So wine and pretty women, that would have been the combo.
That would have been
exactly.
That would have been the killer combo.
That's a good day.
That's a good combo. Mm-hmm. All right. So with that said, I do have two beautiful women with me here today. We have Ingrid Newman and Sherry Matia of Modern Ageless Beauty. Now they're going to tell us a little bit about their personal story, why they're doing what they're doing, what they're doing. But I think even how we met is kind of an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of us are on social media, and I had been seeing these girls pop up, and they're and really interested and intrigued with what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know it, as fate would have it, we're at a charity event just not too long ago.
I know.
Sitting at the bar, having a glass of champagne, look over, and if it's not Sherry.
There's Sherry. She's right there having her champs.
And we became pretty close friends pretty quick.
We did.
Yeah.
I know. It's been great. You're a great guy.
Yeah. Well, likewise.
I know.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, you two.
Thank you for having us.
I know.
Sure. Well, I can't wait to, I know your story, but I can't wait to have the listeners learn a little bit more about you all. So I don't know which one of you wants to start, but just, again, talk about kind of the why and what you do. And that part of that is going to be maybe a little bit about your personal story.
Right.
How you guys got together. And then, you know, why you guys have created this new enterprise, this new show, and how everyone's going to be so floored by it.
Right. Well, we are two women that are over 40. Well, actually, we're in our 50s. And let's just say 50 is the new 30. Okay?
I'll buy that.
Anyway, so basically, we just want to use this platform to inspire and empower women in our generation to be the best version of themselves.
It's the Me Too movement right now is big. But we want to step away from there, and we want to talk about inner beauty meets outer beauty. You know, we were approached in January to do a show that's inspiring and empowering women, and we've both been in the hair industry in the beauty industry for almost 20 years. Well, collectively, 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we've always been really interested in, and helping women, and our stories kind of mesh together, and that's how we kind of came together, and we were approached to do the show, and so we were just want to empower and inspire women to be the best that they can be, and talk about what women are going through, whether it comes from, you know, hormone balancing, or divorce after 50, or at any age, divorce, starting over, you know, raising kids in this generation, spicing up your marriage. You know, we want to present something that is fun, raw, real, and relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I love it.
So our show is basically a makeover show with a cause and purpose.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give back.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I definitely want to talk more about that, but I think each of your stories are inspiring within themselves. And I think part of that is how you got to where you are today, and it's part of your why. Mm-hmm. So do you want to separately kind of tell a little bit about your story?
Yeah, sure.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, like I said, I've been in the beauty industry for a very, very long time. So aesthetics have always been really important to me, but it's also about inner beauty, spirituality, personality, compassion, all those things that make up a beautiful woman. And about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, something that I never expected. You never expect, oh, it'll never happen to me.
Right.
I'm invincible.
Right.
And I just never thought it would. And it was kind of a shock to me, but it was real quick. I was very, very lucky. I was diagnosed in August, and I was done with my chemo and radiation by November.
Wow.
So I was very, very lucky. And in between that time, you know, you go through a lot of emotions. You know, high, low, most of it being low because you're going through the chemo and the radiation. And to me, it was hard. You know, I had a daughter. I got let go of my job because I couldn't work. And it was a horrible, horrible time for me. But I had the best of friends helping me through it. I also lost my hair, which is being in the beauty industry, you never really... people that aren't in the beauty industry don't really realize how much of a difference hair makes until you don't have any. And it was, I was always very confident in myself. That's just kind of the way I am and the industry that I was in. And when I lost my hair, all of that kind of just went. And I was shocked. So I started wearing a wig, and that was just something so incredible for me. It made me into a completely different person. It just, wow. My self-esteem went up. I felt like a Wonder Woman. I would stand in front of the mirror with my arms at my waist like Wonder Woman, and it just really inspired me.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel sexy and alive. And
Did you have different wigs for different roles? Or
spice up your marriage.
Another segment. No, but it was one of those feelings that I just want to be able to share with other women that are going through the same thing. I mean, I had to wait for my bed when I was doing my radiation, and I used to have to sit in a room with other women waiting for their turn to get their beds and things. And, of course, you know, they had their no hair, or they had their bandanas on, or their scarves or whatever, and you could just tell that they were just so... sad,
yeah.
You know, and the self-esteem was gone, and you know, like I said, when I put that wig on, it was just a completely different story, and it just made me want to help women to realize that there is an end, you know, and that it gets better, and it gets better, and it gets better, and you know, that's not the end-all be-all, and that, you know, it's kind of fun to wear wigs, you know, different colors, different cuts and everything like that. So I don't know. I'm just inspired. I'm just inspired to help women. You know, I want to make a difference. And if I can make one difference in one woman's life, that's great. But I don't want to stop at one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And I think you guys can have a platform to really help make it way more than one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, Sherry, I know you have a story, too.
I do, maybe. you know what? A few years back, you know, after my divorce, you know, I was like, okay, I got to get back out there again. I wanted to focus on my kids. I wanted to focus on my career. And I thought, you know what, now it's time to really kind of focus on me, you know, inner beauty, outer beauty, getting back out there, working out. I wanted to just be really healthy, you know, body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah.
And so, but you know what, I hired a trainer. I got back working out, and I was eating really healthy. But for some reason, I could not lose weight. And I just didn't have that get up and go. So my girlfriend said, Sherry, have you even thought about doing hormone balancing? And I'm like, hormone balancing? What is that all about? Even though I heard about it, they always had like a negative spin to it. So I did. I checked it out. And I'm telling you, it had changed my life. I feel like I'm 30 all over again. It was just the feeling of I was able to lose weight. I had more energy. I didn't have those hot flashes anymore. I just overall, it just made me feel good. And I you know, I want to share that with people that, you know what, there's options out there.
Yeah.
You know, and
and she's frisky.
Ingrid.
No, anyway. Seriously, that's an important part of hormone balancing. You know, whether it be a man or a woman, both parties need hormone balancing, because when you get to a certain age, you know, it just, everything changes.
Yeah, it really does.
And you know what? That is one part of hormone balancing that's really important, is your sex drive.
Sure.
And so we want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And Sherry is exactly what, you know, you're just...
Example.
No, yeah, you're an example
of
that.
I feel like, you know, I'm back in my 30s again. But anyway, it is really physically, emotionally, and intimacy. It really... makes a difference. So those are the three key, you know, points. And so I recommend anybody that is going through some body changes after the 40 plus years, early 50s, get, you know, go find a wellness doctor or your doctor and get your labs run. You know, get your hormones balanced, see where you are lacking in that area.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, those are some great stories.
You know, what's funny is what's great about our stories is it's just not our story. It's, you know, there's so many women that share even men that share the same story.
Right.
So it's not like we're trying to get out there and be, you know, that we're so awe-inspiring and empowering, but we just want to use the platform to let women know that there are other options.
Yeah. We're still learning.
Right, we're still learning.
Whatever we you know, learn. We just want to share that and share this platform with everybody. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so you're two women basically starting a business in your 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So walk the listeners through a little bit about that. We got to go to break in a few minutes, but let's at least get started on that. Like, what are some of the challenges you faced? What are some things you weren't expecting? Just what have you been going through?
Oh, boy. Well, we've been on a journey.
Yeah. You know, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out which avenue is best for us, like podcast, you know, a TV show, you know, YouTube, but you know, I mean, we're trying to figure out, we've got quite a few options. We're just trying to figure out what's best for us. There's a lot of bad television out there.
Yeah.
And we always say, you know, if people can watch the bad television, they can watch our show, which is real, raw, and relatable, informative. And
inspiring.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty funny.
You are. You make me laugh.
So there's
a little
sense of humor in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
We want it to be fun, you know.
We just want people to watch and then want to watch again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there any... So that's kind of format issues. Any like business things you weren't expecting, or just like, did you incorporate? Did you, or anything like that you weren't expecting that became more challenging than you thought?
Well, like, we are still learning about what our best option is. You mm-hmm. know, do we? You know, it's just how we set up our business and what avenue we're going to take. We're learning a lot. It's just, there's a lot to learn. Like, we want to do the, you know, interviewing, and we want to be the hosts, and we want someone else to kind of come in and guide us on how, you know, because the LLC, do we do it a partnership? Do we do it individual? Do we go underneath somebody, our sponsors? And so we're just learning. We're learning. That's kind of what we're really excited about, whether it be about, you know, the experts that we are interviewing or talk to, we're learning. And that's just really nice because at the end of this, we want to be really good businesswomen as well.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Definitely.
All right. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
All right, we're back with Bart and his beautiful guests here.
All right, welcome back, everyone. All right, so we just wanted to make sure that the listeners have a better idea of really what it is you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's going to be a show. The format's yet not determined. We know it's going to be a show. You're going to be inspiring women, and I think men, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to bring the men on board. We like the men.
That's what rumor has it.
Oh, we got rumors. We got rumors going on already.
So we have collectively gotten together several times, and we've kind of brainstormed on like 3 or 4 like pilots. I think talking about those a bit would give the listeners an idea of like what to expect from the show and get them excited.
Definitely.
You guys want to spend a few minutes on maybe on each of the pilots and what your thoughts are? I think they're fun.
Sure. So each show is going to be a different subject, and we're going to bring on experts, okay? So if it's we're doing anti-aging, you know, talking about plastic surgery procedures, what is the latest procedure? We'll have a plastic surgeon will come on, and we'll just talk about what are the latest procedures. He might do a demo. He might do, hey, let's do some Botox. Let's do some fillers. Another segment would be spice up your marriage. So we're going to bring on a relationship coach, and we're going to talk about, hey, what would it take to really keep this marriage spicy and put that romance back in the marriage? So,
well, most exciting about that, what we like, is we're going to do makeovers. You know, a lot of couples get in the rut, and they just need to be made over. So we're going to do a makeover on a man, a husband and a wife, yeah. or a boyfriend or girlfriend, or whatever this case may be. And we're going to maybe put a wig on the lady.
I was
going to
say, bring on the wigs.
Bring on the wigs and the sexy clothes. And, you know, like, again, we just want to make it fun, and we want to make it relatable. And, you know, we just want to make it sexy. Mm-hmm. You know, that segment. Mm-hmm. We just kind of want to make it a little racy, a little sexy. And
by the way, Paul, you'll be quite surprised to know that that idea, if I'm not mistaken, came from our own little Letitia.
From Letitia? No. Come on, quiet, conservative Letitia.
She said she would listen, and all of her friends will listen, and so on and so on.
And then also we're going to do, you know, women's health, you know, hormone balancing. We'll have our doctors on. We've got some really awesome, well-known, high-profile doctors that want to come on and really talk about that for men and women.
Let's talk about the gentleman that's sitting across from us right now.
Uh-oh. Paul?
I'm ready to talk.
Well, Bart Zandbergen has agreed to be our modern ageless man.
That's right.
Because we are bringing we're bringing the men on, and he's our expert because he's just so dapper and he's
such a gentleman.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out the word. There's so many I can't. So you have agreed to come on,
of course, yeah.
and kind of make over our men and talk about.
Yeah. What's it? You know, how to be a gentleman.
Right.
How to. Act appropriately around women and how to look right. And
right, exactly.
Smell right and all the
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Can I jump in for one
yes.
second? Because I'm the aging baby boomer. I'm the old
guy. Hey, you know what? Men want to feel good and they want to look good too.
You know what I struggle with is that nobody, when I grew up, people died at my age. I'm in my early 60s. My wife's in her mid 60s here. And we don't know what it's like to go through this next phase. I have no role models. My parents died, you know, earlier. My grandparents died
right.
earlier.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, we're trying to figure out who. And one of the things that we struggle with is, are we really all seniors now from 50 on? Are we suddenly old? I don't feel, there's a missing term here. I was a hippie, and then I was a yuppie. What am I now? I need to be something other than an oldie.
Paul, just come on our show. We're going to take care of you.
We'll make up a name.
Mm-hmm. Right?
There is such a need to talk about this age, because nobody's ever lived through this age
before
like we are.
And you know what? There's no other show out there that consistently deals with the issues in this generation.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
I mean, this day and age, you can go on social media and find out anything you want. You know, I'm so old school. I still want to go to an interview and shake somebody's hand and look in their face and their eyes and introduce myself properly. And now it's like, oh, send your resume over online. We'll check it out. And I'm so old school. I still do the calendar with the pen, you know, pencil. And it's just a generation.
We're old school. We still talk here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love it. So some of our other segments we're going to be, you know, it's going to be about health. And we're going to do some beauty tips and fitness. It's just about, you know, mind, body, and spirit, you know.
And at the end of the show, what we want to do is because we, you know, we have so many favorite products and things that we use and our friends. And we're going to have a segment at the end that's going to be like, you know, try our favorite things. And so then we're able to talk about products that I love and that Sherry loves and that our friends love. And so we're able to kind of reach out and we're able to sell products at the end.
Yeah.
Promote products.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask some advice?
Yes.
Do I get to ask? Is this an open advice line here?
Absolutely.
Now? Okay. My wife, here's a serious question. My wife is in her mid-60s. She has been going through menopause for 10 years.
That's
10 years. Still sweat. She's tried natural stuff. She's tried the pills that scared the hell out of her because you can get cancer or whatever. She's tried nothing. She's tried everything. She hasn't tried hormone balance. I'd like to hear more about that.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But, you know, she just keeps saying, is there nobody that can tell me any? The doctors shrug and say, I don't know, you just got a bad case here. You know?
No, it's the hormone balancing, and Sherry can attest to that.
Talk about
that
a little bit. I don't even know what that is, really. So either you get your hormones tested, and then how do they balance them?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, you have your blood drawn, and they know exactly what hormones to test you on, and especially when you're going through your
menopause years. Any doctor can do this? I mean, you just go to any doctor?
Yes, you can go to your primary doctor and ask them to do that, you know.
But there's a lot of primary doctors that shy away from it. In my case, because I had cancer, I have to be really careful, but there are bioidenticals that cancer patients can take. But
all natural.
Yeah. But basically, your GP can run your blood, your labs,
Because nobody has ever brought this up or suggested in 10 years of her struggling.
Well,
nobody's
I cannot
said.
Believe that.
And it's the first thing
and
we talk about.
I've heard that before. So you actually have to bring it to your doctor's attention.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
And then what do they do? Once they test and see if you're out of balance, what, do you take a pill or a hormone shot or something?
There's a lot of different, you can take a pill. They do some pellets in your bottom, which is kind of an injection.
They call
them pellets.
Yes.
There's creams, there's pills. You take two little pills in the morning.
Yeah.
Another girlfriend of mine has the pellets in her bottom. And then there's so many different ways. But it's a life-changing thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a life-changing
thing.
It's a whole industry now, right?
It's so big.
Anti-aging.
Anti-aging. There's wellness clinics that are popping up everywhere. So even a woman's wellness institute clinic, you know, maybe have her check one of those places.
Okay.
And they do it all right there. And it's amazing. Like it's like night and day.
And what is beauty? Somebody tweeted in, what is beauty over 50 going to look like? Over 60, over 80? Are we still going to be held to the standards of our 20s and 30s? We're all trying to look young. Or is there a new standard of beauty that's going to... I was thinking of Sophia Loren. She always looked so beautiful, even though she was 70, 80 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously it's inner beauty meets outer beauty. So, but, you know, as far as the beauty, the outside part, you know, it's just kind of updating your look, you know, and whether it's just kind of some new makeup colors or a new haircut or new hairstylist, it really can, just those small changes can make a difference and make a person feel good, you know.
Now, why is everybody looking at me?
So, Paul,
they say, update your look.
Listen, Bart. There's one of our models there.
I was just going to
say,
our
makeover models.
Paul, since you pirated my show today, you're going to be the first
makeover.
Makeover.
Yes, beard is going. That mustache is going.
No, no. The cargo shorts and tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, the cargo shorts. Like, yes, we're going to put you in a nice little suit.
Oh, boy, that would be rough.
Yeah, he's take off those glasses.
He's never going to pirate
your
my
wife
show again.
Is going to be floored.
She would be if I did it.
Exactly.
But that's exactly what we want for our men's segment. We are hosting a male model search, 40-plus men that want to have a makeover. And it's going to spice up their marriage, that's for sure. But we are definitely putting that together because we want to help men kind of get into, you know, how they felt years ago. You were just saying, what does the beauty in the 50s look like? You know, let's go back to when they were 30. Why can't we do that? You know, women can, you know, get their Botox and they get their plastic surgery and they look a lot younger, and men can do that too. And I just think it's one of those hush-hush things that men don't want to talk about, just like hormone balancing. Hormone balancing is for men as well. And we've talked to a lot of men that have had hormone balancing and it changed their lives as well. So it's just, it's a big topic. It's one of our most popular topics. We, you know, we kind of researched some things, what we want, the segments we wanted to talk on the show, and hormone balancing was at the top of the list. So it's something we talk about all the time.
You should do a crowdsourcing thing and put it out there on social media and say, okay, what topics, what's the hot things, and get feedback from people.
We definitely have. Yes, the top 10 subjects that we're all going through.
So you guys talked about favorite products. Give us one or two of your favorite products that we'll be hearing about.
Mm. Well, I'm all about the hair.
I was just going to say, remember, this is a G-rated show, so stick with us.
Wait a second. Well, I'm all about the hair. I worked for Tony and Guy TG for over 15 years, which is a world-renowned hairdressing company, and I can't say enough about their hair products. So one of my favorites is the bedhead stick, which can be used for men as well. It's a wax stick.
Yeah.
It's very, very
good. For your hair.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
For your hair. For everybody's hair.
All right, Sherry, give me a product.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. Well, let's see. It's summertime. It's all about, you know, kind of adding that little bronze glow to your skin and your body. And so I absolutely love Vita Liberata. It's all organic, and it's a cream lotion, and it's kind of like a tint, and it camouflages any imperfections, but it gives you this nice glow.
It's a tanning
tan.
Cream.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
Can we put some on Paul?
Yeah.
Can we put some on Paul?
Yeah.
Come on, Paul.
I'll glow.
Paul, after that beard comes off, we're putting on some tanning lotion.
You know, my wife loves the beard, too, so I can't get rid of the beard. She loves the beard.
Beard's and kind of big right now.
I like the beard.
The
beard's, beard's kind of a hip thing.
Okay.
I might go for other things, but the beard, that's untouchable.
Well, you can always grow it back.
You don't know how long it took.
All right, you two. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun.
Sharon Ewert, thanks for being in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
And as you may have, as you may know, if you've listened to a few episodes, I get the honor of asking you the final thought question. So please share with our listeners kind of your, I'm going to say not in your career, but just your ultimate lesson learned. And you'll probably have different ones, but your ultimate lesson learned in life.
Just be good to others. Pay it forward, make a difference. You know, I after my cancer, that's all I said is I wanted my daughter to see me make a difference. And I think it's just being compassionate and kind.
So important.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just have a positive mindset, you know. It's just healthy. It's so healthy for you to just to think positive thoughts and just kind of embrace life, you know, live life to the fullest. You know, we're not guaranteed of tomorrow, so I just feel like life is a gift, and it's so important to be grateful, and we are just so blessed.
I always say, make the rest of your life the best of your life.
There's a final thought.
That's my signing off. That's my signing off. Yes,
I love it.
Yes,
we do.
All right, fun. Guilty pleasures, real fast, each of you. One.
Mexican food.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, chocolate, I guess.
Okay. I thought for sure you were going to go champagne, but I'll go with chocolate.
Okay. How about, you know, champagne and chocolate dipped strawberries?
And yours?
Oh, what's your guilty? No one's ever asked me that.
Come on, we're interviewing on the, we're interviewing you.
All right, champagne.
Ooh, champs.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go and celebrate. Kind
of That's
let's
right.
Do it. All right, Sherry Ingrid, thank you very much for joining the studio today, and thanks. And if you'd like to learn more about Sherry and Ingrid, you can visit them at
www.modernagelessbeauty.com.
Thanks so much for everyone who's tuned in. We look forward to seeing you back or having you back in studio again next week. Have a great week. Cheers.
Woo. Thanks so much.
Thank
Cheers
you.
Next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting www.bartzandbergen.com. Interested in being a featured guest on our show or have a question you'd like to hear us answer on the Zandbergen Report? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com.
The Zandbergen Report is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. The content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host, Bart Zandbergen, or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, or legal professionals prior to investing.